This is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
This is the iHeart Talk Radio Network, and it is time for our friend John Wright from Maru Public Opinion to join us for John Right or Wrong. John, thank you very much for your time. How are you?
I'm good. Great to be with you, Jim.
Great to be with you as well. What do you got for us this week?
Well, we're going to take a look at some of the results from a CIBC poll that we did because it got huge headlines across the country. And it's about buying homes. So we're going to talk about basically those people who don't own property. Mm-hmm. They're renting or they're living with their parents or they're living somewhere else. And they want to buy a home or they want to get into the marketplace. So we're going to talk a little bit about home ownership, which is, you know, in keeping with the budget today, there was a lot about that. So we can take the pulse of the nation.
I love it. Let's go.
Okay. So of those who don't own property, so they don't own a house, they don't own a cottage, anything like that. All right. Right or wrong. 62% of them say that they feel home ownership is out of reach. 62% feel home ownership is out of reach. Right or wrong?
I think that is John Wright, although I would not be shocked if it was higher.
Well, then don't be shocked because it's actually 76%.
Yeah.
So that's three quarters of non-home owners or property owners say that they feel like they won't be able to have any kind of a house.
I was talking to somebody earlier today and they were talking about home ownership and whether or not they would. And the cold hard truth for them was that, yes, I might be able to own a home, but my parents would have to die. And that's, you know, something that it's an awful thought, but that's what they were like. I don't want my parents to die, but that's how I own a home.
Well, you know what? It has to do with inheritance. And in fact, we have a question about that tonight. So let me ask you this. So we have all of these people that don't own property, right or wrong. 35% say they will never own a house unless they get an inheritance or a financial gift. So 35% won't unless they get an inheritance or gift.
Boy. Well, why would that number be any different than the one that we just heard? I'm going to say that that's too low. I think that has to be higher. I'm going to say that's wrong.
You're absolutely right. Now, there's a difference with the two because one is they just feel like there's no hope.
Yep.
But this one is that they're hanging on by a thread, hoping they'll get some inheritance. 55% say that they will never own a house without some inheritance or financial gift. And that means, you know what's interesting about that to me? It doesn't ask them the other question, and that is, how long do you think it's going to take until you get that? Because we have people in our family, of course, and parents who are living much longer nowadays. You can have an 80-year-old or 85-year-old parent who, when they pass away, they will finally give it to it. By that time, you may be 65 or more.
Mm.
So, you know, you've got 55% are saying that. How about this? It's kind of bleak. Sorry about this, but how about this? 36%, right or wrong, say that they've given up hope to own a house forever. Done. Deal. But just no hope whatsoever. 36%.
I'm going to say that's probably right. John Wright.
It's actually 6 points too low. It's 42% have given up the right, given up the hope to own a home. So it's actually more than that. And that's terrible. I mean, you think of, you know, you start looking through the numbers and you find that it's people who are the younger age, now disillusioned because of what they see today. And we don't know what's going to be around the time that they're in their 30s, but still, it's not great when you have those many people thinking that way.
I mean, wages haven't caught up and rent is through the roof. And if you're in one of those with that combination and you're living in a city in this country, how do you save up?
Well, one of the things that people do is that they buy with their friends. Now, that's a new phenomenon where you get a group of people together and say, look, we can't own one home. How about we get Bobby and Julie and Fred and Linda,
Steve,
and we get them together and
Greg,
the six of us buy a home?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so right or wrong, 10% of non-property owners say that they would have considered buying first-time home with their friends, 10%.
I'm going to say that's right, even though I think with the economics, it would probably make sense for more people to consider that. I'm going to say that that's probably about right, because it's such a maybe a novel or out of the box idea.
Well, I was a bit shocked by it, but also knowing my own kids who were Gen Zs, maybe not so much. A quarter, 26%. 26%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. Considered buying first-time home with friends.
I mean, you could.
And again, if that's the way you get into the marketplace, it's a bit of a sad state, to do it. But the other way is to move out of the city. So right or wrong, 62% of those who are non-property owners consider that they might move out of the city in order to get a house. And I just caveat that by saying, or add to it by saying, that my son has a whole lot of friends, and I've nephews who've moved out to Calgary, and yep, one of them is almost there to own a house. So I'm going to say that 62%, right or wrong, might move out of the city to own a home.
It's interesting what you say, because I know a lot of people have moved to the Maritimes, and now the people in the Maritimes can't afford to be in the Maritimes, and they're moving from, somebody would leave Montreal to go out to the Maritimes, and the person in Fredericton might have to move out to, I don't know, someplace that's a little smaller than that. So what was the original number, sorry, John?
I'm saying 62%, right or wrong.
I'm going to say that's probably right.
It's actually a little too high, but it's half, 48%. Isn't that incredible?
It is,
and
but
maybe
we're
so,
seeing it, right? I know somebody who commutes to Toronto who's in Guelph. And I don't know, maybe that's not that far, and people in Guelph are going to think that I'm crazy for suggesting that it's a far commute, but it seems like a long way to go every day for me.
Well, you got to think of the dynamics of it, because first of all, the Maritimes are the oldest populated area. So of all of the parts of the country, they have the oldest population, meaning they're going to hold on to their homes, they're going to die, later on, but they're older on that. But people have started to move there, which forces the price up.
Yep.
But more importantly, young people, in fact, you've got to have a job to go to if you're going to do anything. It's not one thing to just buy a house. So you're talking about digital people if they're going to move down there, or somebody in the trades, because otherwise you're not really going to get a chance to do that. How about this one? 73% of those people have the money that they've started to save for a down payment. 73%, right or wrong, that all those people who don't own property have started to save for a down payment.
I'll say that is John Wright.
Actually, I wish it was. I wish it was for my kids and everybody else. It's only 28%. So 3 out of 10 have actually started to save a down payment for a house that they'd love to buy.
John, I always appreciate your time. Always a fun segment, as depressing as it might have been today. Thank you very much. John
Well,
Wright.
The budget may make it.